Welcome to episode 190 of Teidodigawa Bookmakers.podbean.com or something like that. First, some self-promotion. You can go to YouTube and click on Teidodigawa Bookmakers and listen to me read in a quiet little bar on the coast, which was similar to the upload I did a couple of weeks ago here at Teidodigawa Bookmakers.podbean.com, but this time with pictures of the ocean, moving pictures. Or you can go to Teidodigawa Bookmakers.podbean.com and click on the link that I have there to the YouTube video. Second, let's talk about Hunting Kanazawa. I am currently working on 16 books of Hunting Kanazawa, an edition of 16, a six size that's a guidebook with language and maps and blank spaces and a couple of calendars for tourists coming to Kanazawa, and I'm going to put them in 14 stores, I believe. 14 stores. I'm going to give them a sample. They can order if they want to, and they don't have to order, of course. I'm just using their restaurants or shops or coffee shops in the actual guidebooks, so they might be useful for them. And that is going to be a big project that I hope to finish by the end of the week. I have put on the mull, I have put on the fake headbands, and I'm all set just now to put on the covers, and I have made 9 pieces of book cloth, not book cloth. I've backed kimono cloth to use as book covers. Plus, I'm going to make 4 or 5 with regular book cloth. So that is what I've been doing so far on the Hunting Kanazawa and video line. And finally, before I talk about the weather, I'm going to tell you I got an order today for a calendar for 2019, but the calendar schedule book is quite thin. They don't want weekly, they don't want daily, they want only a monthly calendar. What's that, 12 pages? Plus a yearly calendar, which is 2019 and 2020, so 15 pages. It's going to be very short. I'm going to add some photos of things they like, and we'll see what happens. It's a strange request. Plus, it's not a very big book, A6 or smaller. I'm thinking 100 by 150 millimeters. So it should be palm size. Palm fits perfectly in your palm. We'll see what they say about the mock-up that I make, hopefully by next Tuesday. And now the weather. Weather has been very strange in the world. But today, for example, it's warm. It's practically t-shirt weather. That's how warm it is. Yesterday, it was cold. It was rainy and cold yesterday, and today it's almost t-shirt weather. In Hokkaido, they have a snow festival, and this year was the latest it has ever snowed since 1980 or something like that. And, of course, they're worried about how much snow and ice they'll have for the snow festival, which is in January. So, it's a very interesting time to watch the weather. Finally, I will talk about putting books up for sale. I was going to put a book up for sale in December. However, I just got an email from Apple. Everybody got an email from Apple saying that if I want it up in December, in time for Christmas, it has to be up yesterday. I don't think I'm going to get it up yesterday, so I'm going to just put it up when I can, and hopefully people will find it. It's another short story collection called This Giant Frothy Thing. It's related stories of people living in Tokyo. There's horror stories, love stories, and a lot of coincidences. It works out fairly well, and I hope I finish it sometime before the end of November. I'll post it. I'll show you on this site, of course, and then I will also hopefully put it up on Apple Books and the other places where I sell books. And we'll look forward to that. Or I will look forward to that. I hope you will look forward to that too. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. See you again soon. Check out the video on YouTube. Thank you. Goodbye.